Yes, with Johnny's new vision, he could see how the beam of energy sent out by the machine Exanda would truly be a savior for the inhabitants of the Earth, for it would bring on many changes that would eventually lead to total God consciousness. The first of these changes would come directly from the beam, for as it goes through the area of Bray and all things, connecting them instantly, continuously, and consciously, it reminds each life form of its oneness with all others on Earth, thus bringing on a state of worldwide enlightenment. And this state would obviously bring the people, countries, and religions of the world into compassionate unity. But there is much, much more, for it would lead to communications with animals and plants, and yes, every form of matter on Earth. And this revolutionary new physics, this understanding of Bray, would lead to communication with beings in outer space, instantly, and not involving language barriers or light years, even if the beings were several galaxies away. And Johnny also realized that when we begin communicating with beings much more advanced than ourselves, they will lead us in our development into still another dimension, the taking on of a new form, the form of immortal light.
Every being was actually transported through the enlightening dimension of Exanda's reign on Earth into the next, that of becoming immortal light. And after traveling through the universe, enjoying companionships with many inhabitants, he decided he was ready to go on to the dimension of preparation, where all things that ever exist come to prepare, to give up all thoughts of self, and enter into the next and final supreme dimension. Yes, to completely merge into the total union with God Himself. This preparation dimension is known as heaven.